This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Members of Congress are raising questions about the additional $87 billion President Bush is requesting for military activity and reconstruction in Iraq and Afghanistan. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers likely will hear those concerns when they appear today before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Despite record deficits, Republican leaders say they're confident that Congress will approve the additional funding. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Senate Majority Whip Mitch McConnell is a professional vote counter. He says the $87 billion sought by the president for Iraq and Afghanistan will not only be approved by Congress, but that it will be by a large bipartisan vote.
Even those who might have opposed us going there know that we are there, and that we must finish this job the right way. And it's obviously not going to be inexpensive.
On that last point, everyone in Congress agrees. Still, many are demanding more details. Robert Byrd, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee, warned Friday that the White House will have a lot of explaining to do to Congress.
The fact that we're faced with staggering demands in Iraq does not mean that Congress should feel compelled to hand the administration a blank check. And we shouldn't be afraid to ask questions. It's not unpatriotic to ask questions. After all, it's your money.
Another Senate Democrat, Wisconsin's Russell Feingold, says the U.S. cannot simply walk out on Iraq, but he wants straight answers from administration officials before approving any more money.
They have refused for a year to ever be as precise as they could be about what kinds of time frames we're talking about, how many troops over what period of time, what kinds of expenditures are going to be made, who's going to pay for it, what are the sources of the revenue. If they don't answer those questions, if they don't start changing their tune on that, it's going to be very hard to sell this.
Like both Byrd and Feingold, Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin opposed the resolution last fall, leaving war on Iraq up to the president. Harkin pointed out on the Senate floor yesterday that Congress approved a $79 billion supplemental spending bill for Iraq just 5 months ago. The new funding, he said, would bring the total to $166 billion.
We're going to ask the American taxpayer to keep coughing up money for this quagmire that we are in now in Iraq. This may not be Vietnam, but boy, it sure smells like it. And every time I see these bills coming down for the money, it's costing like Vietnam too.
It's not just Democrats raising red flags. House Republican Mike Pence of Indiana, who's a fiscal conservative, says he was, quote, pretty astonished to hear the president ask for another $87 billion, with next year's budget deficit already nearing $500 billion.
We're recognizing this government budget seems to be on course for red ink as far as the eye can see. And so we're going to want to know, what has the military and the administration done with last spring's supplemental, and what necessitates a number nearly $20 billion higher than what we were talking about last week.
Pence predicts this military spending request will run into the most hesitation in Congress of any in the 2 years since the 9/11 attacks. But other Republicans think even more funds may be required for Iraq. Arizona Senator John McCain says additional U.S. troops are needed there now.
We're obviously going to do everything possible to get foreign troops. Well, in the meantime, we better get American troops there, and we better get special forces and Marines and civil affairs people there and get them there quickly. And it's very, very time sensitive.
As a senior member of the Armed Services Committee, McCain says he plans to grill Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz and Joint Chiefs Chairman General Myers today on what the administration insists are adequate U.S. troop levels in Iraq. Both officials will likely face other questions about how much more the bill for staying on there will keep rising. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.